This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello everyone, this is Prince Thomas and welcome to a special podcast on Money Control. Earlier this week, I spoke to Harsh Mariwala, the chairman of Marico, the FMCG major. An entrepreneur for nearly 50 years, Mariwala talks about the disruption coronavirus has had on business. In fact, he talks about how entrepreneurs like him will change the way they do business from now on. Mariwala, like all of us, is also working from home and he shares his secret sauce of making the most of it. Following is an excerpt of my conversation with him. Hope you enjoy listening to it.
So, morning I'm usually on finishing work and, you know, reading newspapers on. I don't get physical newspapers. Some parts don't get it. So, I read the newspapers. But now you get e-paper, you know?
Yeah.
Which is like a newspaper on your website. So, I read that. And then I finished so many mails and WhatsApp forwards coming, so I have to be a little selective on that, so I don't see each and every video which comes in during the day. I don't see it, but in the evening I go for a walk, you know.
Sure.
So that time I see all the videos, you know, downstairs in the compound, you know.
Okay.
And I think the other thing is I exercise in the morning, I do yoga, and the evening I go for a walk or go to the gym or both.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, now that the weather is warm, there's a pool in the building, so I start swimming also.
Okay.
So there's a gym in my building also, so luckily mm-hmm. it's a small building with a gym and a pool, so this is concentration on health and then spending time with my grandchildren.
Oh yeah, I think there are some good things about this time also. You can spend much more time with your grandchildren.
Correct. And then finish reading whatever spending books and things to be read. So that takes some time. Take a small snooze in the afternoon for half an hour or so.
Sure.
Lots of other things, like, you know, in the evening we have virtual parties every day, you know.
Oh, I see.
So with some little group of about 8-10 friends, you know, 4-5-6 couples, we have for 1 hour or so, discuss how was the day and what's happening. So it's like almost interacting socially, you know, on Zoom.
Oh, that's really interesting, sir, because social life is something that everyone is missing out.
But you know, this you can do on, it's very easy to do on Zoom. So every day we have this virtual parties. Okay. Those who want to drink, they pick a drink and have it.
Fantastic.
That takes time. And then very little of television, a little bit mm-hmm. of in the night after dinner, I have to possibly go
mm-hmm.
a movie or something, you know, or maybe half an hour, 1 hour of television, you know.
Sure. I think the key is that to not get lost in the moment, but to use it, I guess, but like the way you are doing. I think you have planned your day in a way that you make the most of it.
You ultimately, it's left to you how well you plan rather than complaining about it. Just keep busy and doing things which you want to do.
That's right.
And it keeps your interest going, you know. Otherwise, you know, watching too much news again, it depresses you, you know.
That's right. What is something that you would have lost out on otherwise, but you are making up for it now that you know, times have changed and you're at home? Is there something in particular? Like you're reading more?
No. I have always read a lot, but maybe time spent with my grandchildren is a little more than what I would normally spend, you know.
Sure. So, moving on the, you've been an entrepreneur, you know, you have a foundation, you also seen the Indian economy through so many ups and downs, and now we are where we are right now. How do you see this moment? Put it at some bit of perspective from what you have seen earlier and what you are seeing now.
So, I've never seen anything like this in my career, at least in my life, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's truly a defining moment in terms of questioning what's really everything which is going on, you know, and how can all of a sudden something which was completely one could not imagine, you know, that something like this could happen in maybe 6 months back, you know.
Right.
It's just because, like, so you start questioning virtually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's thrown up a lot of lessons for human beings in terms of, you know, attention to health, hygiene, environment, sustainability. Supply chain issues, vegetarianism.
Right.
I think all these are things which will make us change for better, hopefully.
I agree, because I think we've been forced to do so many things which we haven't could have done. Even standing in queue patiently, I think we Indians have never been very good at that, but I think now it's been forced upon us. So from a business point of view, like you said about questioning ourselves in everything, I mean, now we've been forced to question ourselves. Like when you said about questioning everything that is around us, the way we make our lives in business. From a business point of view, what do you think would be the questions in the minds of entrepreneurs now? What is it that they would be questioning that's happening around them?
So, you know, sometimes you don't feel guilty of calling somebody to your office for a 15-minute interaction. For example, if you wanted to do an interview with me, I would have called you to office. You know?
That's right, sir.
Now, after doing this, I realized that, you know, you would spend 2 hours commuting for a 15-minute meeting or half an hour meeting, you know.
That's right.
So, can we avoid those unnecessary, at least commuting in big cities, you know, which can waste a lot of time, you know, or even intercity also. I mean, if you have somebody to interview or something, then, you know, you don't hesitate to call a person.
That's right.
Can you avoid unnecessary commuting, unnecessary travel?
Yes.
Can you easily avoid it? Can you also, I don't know, work from home to what extent?
Yes.
I am not a great advocate of that. But otherwise, you know, you don't have the same decision. You know, if you are at home, then you have home food and you attempt to get for half an hour, and, you know, then there is no discipline. And then there is, you know, when you are with other people, you discuss things, dialogue, you know. Work from home, that may not happen. So maybe for some routine jobs which are highly individualistic, okay to work from home. But other jobs, I don't. But a lot of jobs cannot be done from home on a particular basis. Once in a while, it's okay, and also not available.
I agree, sir. Couldn't agree more.
And then overall, increased trust on hygiene, health. There will be opportunities for FMC companies to get into some of your products, you know, things like that. So that they can encash on this trend, you know, which is health, hygiene, sustainability, environment, etc.
That's right. Because I can see even when I go once in 2 or 3 days to shops to stock up on essentials, I can see that the hygiene products, for instance, hand wash has completely been sold out. I mean, I don't find hand wash now in stores. Something that has really, I think, hit the nail here about hygiene. So you also talked about supply chain disruption. I mean, is there something that you can do on that? Because
I have two or three things. One is, you know, this earlier there was a trend of having zero inventory, you know.
Yes.
So you keep the inventory zero. Now there is a certain danger in that too. Also, so I don't know whether people will start questioning zero inventory, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a geographical issue, you know, which you have been buying. They supply their raw materials from countries like high dependence on one country like China. People start saying that, okay, can I broaden the base, you know, and can I de-risk myself, you know?
Yeah.
Because of the country risk, you know.
Exactly.
There will be some supply chain rethinking definitely in terms of stocking norms, in terms of buying from some geographies which is highly concentrated and things like that.
That's true. Because many companies follow this real-time philosophy. I think that surely would be under the question right now. Couldn't agree more. So, retail industry has been one of the few which has been seeing demand. In the sense, there is demand for goods and services. How do you see overall? I mean, do you think still there could be an impact on retail industry when we look at the first 3 months of the year, despite the high demand for all the essentials?
So, I think FMCG will, I reckon it will be much less affected negatively compared to many other sectors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the overall financial outlay in buying FMCG for each item is not that high, you know.
Yeah.
So, I reckon that it will not be so badly affected once the multi comes, you know.
That's
at
right.
This stage, mainly I think the essential buying is far more. People are buying more of that, but over a period of time, I think FMCG thing could go back to normal over a period of next 3-4 months, you know.
Right.
So, from that point of view, we are better off. Yeah.
Sure. Do you think some of the supply issues in terms of the movement of trucks and and people...
So currently we are facing a lot of success because of basically lack of transportation, people and things like that.
Do you think that things are beginning to improve?
It is improving, but very gradually. We are still only supplying 20-25% of the demand, you know.
It's a very important point, sir, because I also am beginning to see shelves remaining empty for a while.
I don't know what to do, because there are so many things we are tackling in terms of people, transportation, distribution, delivery, you know, so happening at a slow pace.
That's right.
The one thing you open up, hopefully after 14 days, then things will move faster.
That's right. I think government is surely looking at a phased lift of the lockdown. So some of these things should be ironed out. Overall, how do you see that the country has reacted and responded to this crisis, sir?
So I'm happy that there was a lockdown, but it could have been planned better.
Mm-hmm.
And if it had been planned better, then all the migrant labor issue and things like that would not have happened. There's essentially supplies.
Yeah.
But I think in some cases, some states like the states in, you know, in Delhi that event happened, and some other states also in South also, some other Hindu events also happened.
Yeah.
That doesn't control, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that will unnecessarily lead to a spike in the cases, you know.
Yeah.
I wish there was higher control, and basically, Indians are not disciplined, so my fear is that even if there is a gradual opening up, people will just not practice social distancing, you know. That's right.
Yeah. You rightly said, I mean, because we tend to be chaotic and in almost every phase of our life. Do you think this crisis would make us a little more disciplined? Have a little more sensitive and civic sense?
hopefully. I don't think it'd be a big disturbance. It could be at the poor level or the uneducated level, it may be very difficult to change that mindset. You know?
That's right. So you yourself have taken a lot of initiatives in these, especially the contest that you have set up. I think it's pretty genuine also, in a sense, asking people to come out with innovative solutions. So could you please take us through the thinking behind this and what are how have...
When we conceptualize this whole thing, this idea came from Amit Chandra, who is also supporting this financially.
Mm-hmm.
And it is based on projected demand for ventilators or protective equipment and masks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we realized that India could face a big shortage mm-hmm. of this, and the whole world was facing a shortage. So there could be opportunities for innovation in this area.
Right.
And if we do a challenge, then we could, through innovations, help meet the supplies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was the thinking, and it shows that the fact that we got so many entries, you know, almost confirmed entries are something like 250 or 300, but in addition, we have 1,000 people who want to enter.
That was a glimpse of the conversation I had with businessman Harsh Mariwala. If you want to find out more on this, you can read my article that was published on Money Control. It's called COVID-19 and Defining Moment. These are the times to question everything, says Harsh Mariwala. With the coronavirus pandemic continuing, I'm sure you all might have many questions on your mind. So if you have any queries or you would like us to dwell on a certain topic, you can write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. That is mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control.